So Walk Hard was like one of my favorite movies, like especially when it came out. I was just like, oh my God, it's been a while since like a pretty good spoof movie came out, right? And I was dating a young lady by the name of Bleep at the time.
Okay.
And we were at her house, and I was like, oh, you gotta watch this movie. And she did think it was pretty funny, but her entire family shows up, and luckily they were all cool and they all liked me, right? They still, I talked to them every once in a while. Like her mom, her dad, her two younger sisters, which one of them was like, oh God. Well, young, like very young. And right when they walk in, there was like some fucking scene going on where Dewey's having like, a, I think like a breakdown, and he sits down and, I guess he had just had an orgy. So mm-hmm. there was like a few naked women, and we're like, oh no. But then the joke in this scene is you see the naked women, but then everybody else that walks by is like a dude hanging dong. And it's like guy after guy, just like, and he's like trying to have the scene, and there's like all these penises everywhere. And I was like, oh God, oh no. And I was like, oh my fuck, dude. I don't know how to pause it. How do we pause it? Stop it. And parents were like telling we go to your room, just go to the room, come on, let's go. I was like, fuck.
Nice.
Welcome one and all with your host Rolando and his co-host John. We are the Skeleton
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny.
And welcome to the show. This week we will review Train to Busan. As always, John will give us the plot in five words. We'll give our first thoughts and then we'll go into a deep spoiler analysis. But first, we should talk about what we've been watching this week. You said that you were going to talk about silence. I don't know, that threw me off.
Well, because you had to take a gulp. You were clearing your throat.
Yeah, you said you watched a little movie, Nobody, called Nobody.
Yeah. Oh, with Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk.
My old boss.
That's true.
Because I worked on a little TV show you may have heard of called The Birthday Boys. And I'm just kidding. Nobody's.
Better Call Sal. Yeah.
Birthday Boys is more niche than.
Was that on the internet or where was it? Where can we come on? No, it was on IFC. I know it was on IFC. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Sorry. I thought I was a little mean there, but yeah.
No, I don't. That was, oh my God. That, how long ago was that now? I don't care.
Yeah.
It was a great experience to reflect on. Was it a lot of fun to work on? No. Low budget. He was very understanding, you know, old school comedian at that point, right? So he was very picky about what he wanted, but because he knew what he wanted. Yeah, I got a lot of weird stories about that too, but I don't think I'm allowed to talk about them. or I don't know.
It's okay. It's okay.
About the celebrities that are on there.
Nobody will hear this. So.
Like, oh, but my favorite one is, and I think this is something that happens on any set, I'm assuming, but there was an executive producer of the show, and he showed up to be in one of the sketches.
Okay.
And they had to, like, before he showed up, they had to get us in a room, and there were all these ground rules. Whatever was in the same room with you, right?
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's like, whatever. But one of them was, like, trying not to, like, talk to him, you know? And it's like, okay, understandable.
But is it? I mean,
talk about like the nicest fucking guy, though. He's talking to everybody else. You know, he's like, oh, hey. Like,
yeah, okay. That's the move, right? That's the Hollywood move. It's like you make sure you tell your assistants, like, don't fucking look at the guy. Be the mean guy. And then he comes on and he's the nice guy. Hey, yeah, I'm shaking everyone's hand.
Hey.
Look, I'll understand. Yeah, I'll work through lunch or, you know what I mean? Not, he wouldn't, right? But
no, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of plays that. He comes in as the nice guy. And then while his people are the bad people or the bad guys. That's usually the move.
Oh, and then as soon as he's alone with his assistant, he beats him brutally for fucking not telling people. They didn't follow any of the rules you told them.
Yeah, well, that's
what you lose another toe.
That's what PAs are. That's what PAs get paid for, right? So,
to be shit on in the punching bags.
Yeah, exactly. My favorite line.
Nah, just kidding, PAs.
My favorite line was, "What's the difference between a PA and a dog?"
What?
Oh, well, people will be upset if you kick the dog. So.
Oh.
Hollywood humor, guys. Hollywood humor.
Hey.
Hey-o. All right. So your former boss.
I love our PAs.
I love our PAs. Yeah. They work hard. Unless
we will eventually make the t-shirts that say I heart PAs, so don't get mad at us. And also we heart beep beep. Thank you for making heavyweights. And along came Polly.
And not starring in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. He was supposed to be in it.
Oh, ooh.
That would have been weird. All right. Nobody.
Oh, yeah. Nobody. It was great. Yeah. Oh, great. I mean, so like the same team that made John Wick. Officially, this is not in the same universe because it's a different studio that produced the film.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But pretty much imagine like another... like a different idea of John Wick. Like if you could just get the same guy and give him a different personality, right? It was a lot of fun. It's very violent, very gory, very funny, but not Bob Odenkirk has some lines that are funny, but he's not funny at all. He did such a fucking fantastic job in this movie. He was very serious, just like a, you feel for him. You feel like you are him, like super down and out. Everybody's always shitting on him.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like a bunch of twists and it's a lot of fun. It's very, very gratifying and very violent. And that's all I'll say because I think people should watch it.
So he was Breaking Bad, would you say?
Ooh. Actually, sort of. That's the twist.
What was his name?
Bob Odenkirk. Oh man, he had a very particular name. But his dad is Christopher Lloyd in the movie, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, I love Christopher
Lloyd. Is so old.
God, yeah, he's a great, amazing actor.
He's got some scenes. He's got some scenes that are so worth watching this movie too.
Yeah,
it's cool. Oh, and then what's her, God, I forgot her fucking name. Queen Hippolyta from the DC movies. Fuck.
Not looking up names. Look, just singing a quick
Don't
song.
Need to look up her name because she's super famous. And we know what her name is.
It starts with
This is just us. Doing our break for singing because her name is Connie Nelson.
Yeah, I love Connie Nelson.
So you're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. That's our new segment where we do a little sing off.
Yeah, she was the mom. She was the wife or something, right?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, she was great.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun movie.
Cool.
We can also, you said you finally finished Invincible, right?
Yes, I finished Invincible. I am completely satisfied. That was an excellent, excellent show. And I felt like every episode got better and better. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's been pretty much said. We've said it. I mean, everyone's almost in agreement here that like, it's just incredibly violent, incredibly well-told story. Characters are interesting. You know what I mean? It's just it's a real like home run of a show. Like,
oh man.
Perfect show.
Like it was a very satisfying last episode.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You get that, you get the end, you get that music drop from the Hives. beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, that was my favorite part, actually. I mean, the whole show is great, but anything that reminds me of fucking...
The early 2000s.
The early 2000s, I'm all about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Our salad days, if you will.
Yeah, salad days. The bands. Yeah. It was a beautiful time. People don't
but
know.
In retrospect, fuck the vines.
Yeah. yeah.
And the Von Bondies.
And the...
No, but I really liked... I mean, I guess we can kind of spoil it because, I mean, the episode's already been out for a week, and by the time this comes out, it'll be out for like 3 years. So...
Yeah.
I think what really got to me in this episode was... Omni-Man forcing his son, or trying to force his son to understand how beneath him humans are.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, dude, that shit was...
And this is like, what, right after he says, what about mom? And he's like, oh, I mean, I like your mother like a pet. And it's like, oh shit, dude.
Yeah, and like the worst part of that is like she's hearing it, and you know that she's yeah. like has to like, you know, deal with that and like listen to it, and like she's loved him, and she like was waiting for him as she was investigating, was waiting for like as a reason why he did he do all this, you know what I mean? And like,
yeah,
so like she didn't say anything right away, so yeah, no dude, that was like a complete like kick to the punch, a complete nut punch,
kick to the punch. Because Omni-Man fights so fast that before you realize you've been kicked, you've already been punched.
Yeah.
No, it's like right after that, I think is the moment where Mark's trying to stop him, like, no, but these lives or whatever. And he's trying to save this woman who's like holding onto her kid because mm-hmm. this building's about to fall. Mm-hmm, yeah. And this is kind of Omni-Man had thrown Mark so hard that he went through like several cities, I think, at this point mm-hmm. and went straight through a building, tries to save her. Can't, like, after the building falls, all he's got is like her arm, and then he grabs him by the head and he goes, you want to see just like something like how weak they are? And he goes into the fucking subway and he like forces his like face away, right, forcing his head out so he can use his head and body to mutilate all these people on a train. Yeah, so
completely like Mark split in half,
accidentally kills yeah. like so many people.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was...
Jeez, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, it's crazy.
It's a completely unrelenting. And, like, that's something that the books... That kind of, like, the spirit is in the books. You know what I mean? I think the only thing that they did was expand... One of the things I noticed was they expand the Amber character. Is that her name? The first girlfriend?
Yeah. Oh, the Zazie Beetz. I was here. Her name was Amber, I think. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but well, I don't know if I should say what I'm about to say. I'll give it to myself. But yeah, no, she actually was not in the books for very long. She ends up being like a rather like shallow throwaway character, but they've kind of kept her. And that's one thing I do like. It's like they kept all the characters that have, and they've kind of built them in, every, you know, as this season progressed, they keep coming back to the same characters, right. And they're kind of building out the whole world and stuff. So that was really cool.
I mean, they started doing it the last few episodes, but I want more of Andrew Reynolds' character, the best friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God, he's fucking great. And then, like, that episode where he's, like, super stoked to go to the college, and he's super stoked to, like, meet up with this guy that he had, like, sex with that one time.
Yeah.
And the guy ends up being really good, and then he turns into a fucking cyborg.
Yeah, like, yeah, I like that. That was a really good episode. I've heard some people complain about that one because it's so, like, bottlenecked and different from, like, the other parts of the show, but I thought that one was, like, actually worked as a...
I thought it worked. I mean, it all segues into, like, the super soldiers are making, and mm-hmm. I didn't pay close enough attention, but I'm hoping that... that guy wasn't there, but he might have been the not boyfriend, the love interest for Andrew Reynolds.
Yeah, they didn't follow up too much on what happened to him. I don't think he made it though. That's my general.
That's
feeling.
My guess too. And yeah. Even if he did, they would have sent him to Omni-Man, right? And Omni-Man like just massacred all of them.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was...
which was cool.
Yeah, excellent show. Oh, I can't wait for it to come back.
Immortal Man coming back was fucking badass.
Yeah. No, it was. It was great.
I could not... Vandal Savage, right?
Well, there's there's another, you know, it's so funny. There's another character called the Immortal that has the exact same thing where he's just like a warrior of time. He's cursed forever to be a warrior.
Oh, okay. I mean, if they put him back together, he's just going to be alive again?
Yeah, pretty much. This was Valiant.
I would assume so, right? I mean, yeah.
It's a Valiant character, you know, kind of one of those smaller publishers. Has a character like that. I think he's called Immortal. I read a couple of trades that were pretty good.
Immortal?
Yeah.
I think I remember. Is this when they had those comic book covers that were like somewhat 3D printed, like Puff? You know what I'm talking about?
Possibly, yeah.
Like the cardboard almost covers and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can't remember this guy.
Valiant, yeah, had a lot of like. Valiant's like Bloodshot and.
Yeah, and like Savage Dragon, right?
Savage Dragon's Image, but yeah, it's kind of.
Oh, Image.
It's kind of. I know we're going sideways on that, but. But yeah, no, it's just that character reminded me of that. And something I noticed was that. The suit, Invincible suit looks like he's like a big giant eye, which is like the symbol for Image. So it's kind of like a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the publisher.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. And it's a great design. That's one thing also I really liked was that all the designs of all the costumes and the characters were like completely spot on. They all work. You know what I mean? Like in terms of like just being iconic right away. You know what I mean? Like from his yellow and blue suit to... Adam Eve, like she has that complete pink ensemble, or like multiple Kate and stuff like that. Like they all had a really well done
Rex Kaboom.
Yeah.
who else now can play fucking Rex Kaboom aside from Jason Mendoza?
Yeah, I know. Right? Yeah.
It's impossible now.
Yeah. Completely nails it. I was 100% satisfied with the show.
Yeah, great show. Great soundtrack. Fuck.
Yeah. Cool.
Which brings us to the movie. It was pretty good. All right. See you next time, folks.
Before we get to a review, I want to pop in another ad. I found old VHS tape, you know, kind of like... you know, like Faces of Death. Remember those? It's kind of like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good wanking material.
So I'd like to play that.
Oh man, my bed has a splint in it. I'm such a freaking guy. I should have saved up a little more and gotten the Gooseneck Pro.
No worries, youngin'. Jimmy G is here to save the day.
Oh boy, my very own maple base stippled gripped perfectly balanced Gooseneck Pro.
That's right, youngin, and it's on me. Your friends can get one free, too, if their parents buy one of my very fine products at the Goose Shack.
Must purchase $100 or more and a ticket to Jimmy G's hit play, Radio Air Love. Written, directed, produced, and starring the Gooseneck himself.
Well, all right. Can't wait to hang out with the boys on the train and bash some fucking zombie skulls.
What was that, youngin? Oh, he's long gone with the finely crafted, 100% guaranteed home run Jimmy G product. Or else I would have put my name on it. Honk, honk.
Gooseneck Pro by Jimmy G. Only at the Goose Shack.
Okay. Jimmy Gooseneck. This guy is still alive, is what you're saying?
He's alive, yeah.
Dude. So he really did this play. Is there any of the play in there?
Is there any of the play in there? I think I got all the plays. All the plays, everything he's ever done.
Oh. Interesting. Okay. Okay. I'm curious. Yeah, I don't know if it would be worth trying to find this play. What was it called? I only heard the commercial the once right now. Was it like Live Radio Love or Live Radio Love?
Yeah, it's his opus.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we should bring that guy on. If he's alive, fuck.
We should. Oh, yeah.
Let me see. Let me Google Jimmy Gooseneck. Nah, I'll do it later.
Yeah. Cool. John, are you ready to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please. Oh, yeah. I am ready to give you 5 different 5-word summaries of this film.
Nice. Only 5.
Only 5.
Because we had 6 last week. So.
Yeah, well.
I'm complaining.
I don't want to overdo it, you know? So just 5. I don't want to take up too much time. Coming in at number 5 for Train to Busan, not to be confused with Train to Busan Presents Peninsula.
No.
At number 5, I have rubber baseball bats, very effective.
Okay, yeah.
Because there's moments where I had to like pause it because I was like, I honestly forgot how much I enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
And like some of those moments, I'm like, oh, it's low budget. Forgive it. I can't. I'm an asshole. So I'll pause it and be like, look at the bat. It's like basically folded in half. coming in at number 4, I have everyone having the worst day. Like the guy at the beginning. That guy said he's just having the worst day. It's about to get a hell of a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
And coming in at number 3.
Tres.
I have angsty daughter hates rich dad. If that was like the tagline, people would be like, oh, wow, love coming of age story.
Well, I mean, I was mostly supportive of the daughter, so.
Yeah, no, I agreed with her. But to be fair, you know, they're rich, so.
It's true.
She'll come around. I mean, not anymore, right? Okay, coming in at number 2, yeah. Zombie deer is evil mastermind. Because why else would they introduce a zombie deer if he wasn't the thing that started the whole death? He fucking started the fucking zombie deers. Apocalypse in South Korea.
Yeah, that fucking guy. It's like the Ring, too. When the fucking deers had started attacking the... yeah. Car and some of the worst CG at the time was some of the worst CG I'd ever seen. I can't imagine what it looks like now, but
oh man, well you should rewatch The Mummy Returns because that'll make it seem like a masterclass of CGI compared to that. And coming in at number 1, I have wealthy man doesn't own car. If there is one big plot hole for me in this entire movie, it's, wait a second, he's rich, right?
Well, I'm not from Korea, I don't think. So maybe there's some weird geographical thing where they can't use the cars.
But we saw Peninsula, right? And there was like a shit ton of cars,
there's
right?
There's a shit ton of cars in Peninsula. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think this was just, I mean, you could say the little girl really wanted to ride the train, but... why not just drive yourself?
The dad is too busy trying to buy like out of date consoles and fucking games for her daughter.
He's trying to do that. Yeah. And he's too busy trying to snooze.
Yeah.
Take a snooze on the train.
All right.
He's so cheap, he didn't want to waste gas.
Yeah.
Or petrol or whatever they use over there. I mean, it's all the same thing. I'm just.
I'm pretty sure the first class they were in was he won first class.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh, man.
John, you want to give your first thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, so this is actually a rewatch for me, but I didn't remember it very well.
Okay.
And after watching Peninsula, which was like an okay movie, I was convinced. That I was like, no, but I remember Train to Busan being like such a, I wasn't expecting it to be that good. And I think I did see it right when it came out. So It's been a while, right? Yeah. 2016.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think it's still the same. I think it was still pretty fucking good. I mean, people complain that there's like too many regular zombie tropes, but I don't know. I mean, they were pretty good about making sure it was about the relationships and like, you know, the humanity behind it first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you.
That was pretty good. It was cool. Oh, man, but some of the reviews are real stupid. So it's like a like four or five of the reviews I saw on Amazon were clearly by Caucasian people that don't know how to turn on subtitles or captions. Cause they're like, oh, movie's stupid. It's all in Chinese and there's no subtitles. I'm like, why does everybody keep saying Chinese? But it was all in 2020. So I have a feeling I know why they said that.
Yeah. Is this what happened in Wuhan? Laugh out loud.
Yeah, I was like, no, it says Korea. It says South Korea. Where's Busan in Hong Kong? No, there's no way that's possible. There are two different cities.
Have you ever looked at a map? I don't understand. No, I agree. That's terrible. Those Amazon, or was it? Did you say Amazon? I just assumed it was Amazon, but it was.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay, definitely Amazon. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, I just. It's the bottom of the barrel on Amazon, but that sucks. That sucks that they're coming at the film this way. Because
it's stupid. Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I really liked it a lot. I totally get what you're saying. I feel like, I think a good zombie movie needs to kind of reference or talk about the past, you know what I mean? So they can kind of move it forward. And I think they did a lot of really like stuff that hasn't been done before and added something more to the genre. You know what I mean? The sort of zombie genre, you know? For me, I really like that. It didn't try to like spell out that it was a zombie movie. Like it really, in the first like 10 or so minutes, aside from the deer aside, right? But I think it's about like a father and has a bad relationship with his daughter, right? And there isn't much of even like a soundtrack. There is like nothing going on. And it's kind of like a really grounded, grounded story. And it just has like a very like simple kind of mundane like flow to it. You know what I mean? And which I think really works for what eventually happens. Right. And I think the best zombie movies are done in a kind of self-contained smaller story, which is where I think Peninsula completely like dropped the ball. I think because they're trying to tell like a broad story that relies on bigger set pieces and stuff like that, which I don't think was as effective as I really like. Just it's a train. There's zombies. We got to deal with it, right? We have to get to Busan, right? Like it's a very simple setup, and they did a really good job of adding really interesting like characters you could like immediately like understand and get. You know, this guy's the fucking prick. We know this guy. You know, the two sisters. We knew these were the young couple. You know what I mean? This is this is the kind of like the action-y family guy. You know what I mean? Kind of like he set up everybody in a way that's fast and you immediately kind of are invested in their survival, I guess, in the movie. So,
and that guy was easily the favorite, right? The beefy dude,
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where he's like real beefy, but he's like very gentle with his wife and his kid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's,
and that guy, he's in the Marvel movies, right? Or he's going to make a bigger appearance in, the Eternals.
Yeah.
The Eternals. What the fuck am I talking? It's because we're talking about Immortals or something. Oh, we're talking about Immortal Men for like, I said that came out of my mouth and I was like, why does this sound wrong?
Yeah, no, I could definitely see why that guy's like pure charisma. Like he just like owned every second he was in. And like, you could see why, you know, they jumped at casting him in something like this. So really well introduction. I've never seen this guy before, but I looked a little bit of his filmography. He tends to do a lot of like these type of roles. So,
yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
He used to be a personal trainer. Like he was the lead actor's personal trainer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch the baseball kid is the son from Parasite?
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
He just looks a lot younger.
No, you're right. Yeah. Cause it's, I was like, I remember that guy. I was like, my fiance watched a lot of like, or she had watched like a K-drama last summer. And I was like,
oh, okay.
So I assumed that like, I noticed this guy, maybe he's part of that show, but I don't know. I didn't think I was right either, but yeah, you're absolutely right. He's the son in Parasite. Crazy.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted more backstory from the homeless guy, but
I think
that's okay.
Yeah. I think it served its purpose, right? Like it's,
yeah.
They do. The director did the screenwriters did a good job of like inverting people. You know what I mean? People you that are kind of like at a more respectable part of society acted the least. They acted the most selfish, and then the people like him, you know what I mean, acted like they sacrificed themselves or put themselves in that sort of position. You know. Or
just kind of weird. I mean, that's not how society is at all. If there's anything we've learned from the past like year and some change now, that's not how people are, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, no, yeah, we can't get people to wear a mask. So, yeah.
So my partner and I, we saw this together, right? And I made a crack about that. I was like, you know, the reason this works so well, like this movie being made in South Korea, it's because if it was made in America, so many more people would die because they'd be like, they're fine, and just like walk right into them.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I chalked it up to, I had the same thought. Like, I chalked it up to it being maybe a cultural thing. Maybe that's something they do there in Korea. Maybe, or you know what I mean? Mm. Kind of like watching over each other and trying to do what's right. I don't know. Maybe I'm full of shit.
Maybe. I mean, I think it's also a social commentary, right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. Nobody knows.
I will say for the most part, like, what? We live in Los Angeles and there's like a heavy Korean population.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I meet... Oh, this is going to be controversial.
Okay.
I feel like I meet more Caucasian people that are selfish, and most of like my friends that are, you know, are of Korean descent are like the most generous people.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. I totally get what you're saying. Yeah. I think some of it has to do with like where you are in like society. You know what I mean? Like lot of people like come here and they have a lot of money, they think that they can just, you know, throw it around. That's all they're taught. You know what I mean?
Dude.
So, yeah. And there's just a lot of people who come here very humble, very like just, you know, want to do well for themselves, you know, and try to do it honestly. So I think that's sort of I've definitely seen and met, you know, all kinds of people, I guess, here now moving to LA.
But now it's 2021. We're coming for you, white people. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, every day I read the news about Texas, and they seem like they're completely going off the cliff there. And every day I'm happy that I'm at least here in California. Yeah, because
Newsom's like, I refuse to let Florida be cooler than us. That's what he's saying.
So, yeah, there's so many
people. And nothing against Florida or Texas. Texas is my first home.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's so many.
Nah, everything against Florida. Sorry, what?
No, I was going to say, I was reading all this stuff in the news about people, what they're doing in Texas, voter suppression, open carry, you're able to carry guns everywhere. And I'm like, these people don't deserve Texas. You know what I mean? These people don't deserve to have to be and live in Texas. So fuck them. Let them all sit and rot there.
And I feel like people don't understand, like the people that are excited about like, okay, we don't have to have a permit, it's open carry, now I feel protected. And it's like, you don't understand how much of an excuse that gives a police officer to shoot you.
Yeah.
They're just always going to assume you're armed now, right? Like,
yeah, dude. That's just, yeah. Wow. Anyways, I like the zombies. They moved really well. I thought... the zombies were actually really well done. I know that zombies have had a lot of they've definitely grown in how they appear, right? You go from like Night of the Living Dead, slow moving, dumb creatures, but they're just sort of hoarded and masked, to World War Z, sort of like,
yeah,
you know, yeah. Rabid,
fucking
sprinting, doing a totally unhuman things. And I thought this movie kind of met, you know, it leaned more on the World War Z side, but I thought there was a better execution of it. There's more.
Yeah, I agree.
It wasn't as unbelievable, I guess, as what happened in something like World War Z. But
and then it's like it jumps to Peninsula, but to be fair, that's like what, 5 years later, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like these zombies would not be as fast.
Yeah,
that's my take.
Yeah,
if feel like rigor mortis doesn't care if you're infected or not.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I think they did. I liked a lot of the spazzing and like movements of the zombies. It was very unpredictable and horrifying. You know, if you were actually in that situation, you saw something like that, like I would be fucking terrified.
Man, yeah.
But yeah, no, I thought the movie worked incredibly well. Like it worked.
And dude, like compared to, I mean, it's only natural we're going to compare this to Peninsula, right? Like all the moments you're supposed to be like, oh no, in Peninsula, like never felt like they never landed for me, right?
No, yeah, I didn't.
Especially that ending where I was like, ugh, come on. This one, like right when like the like strong man turns around and yells the name of the daughter, or like the name that he wants the kid to be named, and then, you know, obviously because he knew he was gonna die.
Is that a spoiler? I was
like, oh my god.
Boop, boop, boop.
Oh no. I'm just kidding. That was in Peninsula.
I mean, yeah. No, who are we kidding? We...
And now let's segue into
spoilers.
Now we're deep into spoilers.
Why don't we go into spoilers? If we can talk about.
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
spoilers.
I will say, yeah, now that we're in spoilers, I will say I forgot about the very end of this film. I remember it a little different. I remember them all just being fucked.
Yeah.
Like very a la... the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Okay. The Zack Snyder one?
The Zack Snyder one. Yeah, yeah. The one where Ty Burrell's a sex fiend douchebag.
As the zombie baby?
Yeah. That was good.
That's good stuff.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it was Tyson. His name's just Tyson, right? No, wait.
Tyrese
Gibbons.
Not looking up who that is.
God. The guy from all those 2000 movies.
He's in the Fast and the Furious movies, right? Like,
no, that's somebody else.
Oh, my God. It's not.
Oh, wait. No, you're right. It is him. It is the same guy. I was thinking of a different guy. But you're right. That is the same guy.
Okay, cool. Oh, of course, I picked the one Fast movie he's not in. Don't give me a second.
Oh, did you click the first one?
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't show up till the second one.
Wait, was he in Dawn of the Dead?
I thought that was him.
I think you're right, but hold on. Wait a minute.
No, it was Mekhi Phifer. That's the guy I was trying to remember, Mekhi Phifer.
There you go, yeah.
I was like, fucking, because Mekhi Phifer, that was in like every 2000s
there
film.
There you go, yeah. If only we had Eminem on the show, he would have known.
Oh, that's right.
Mekhi Phifer, yeah, that's who it is. It's not Tyrese. Wow, look at us. Look at us. if we're in spoiler, what did you think of like his arc from as far as the main character, Gong Yoo? He's sort of like the asshole dad, and he of course chooses to get bitten so he can sacrifice himself.
I know, yeah. I mean, I paused that and rewound it just to, I click like back 15 seconds, right? That's rewinding now.
Yeah.
To rewatch that scene to get like a better idea. Cause I was like, man, there was no need for him to sacrifice himself. Right. I think it was unintentional. I think he meant to like grab him and pull him back. But the wide shot they chose, like, obviously the choreography was supposed to be like he just like accidentally puts his hand in front of his face, but it looked like he deliberately did it.
Yeah, it looked like he fed his fucking hand to him.
Yeah. And then it cuts to like a close up and his hand is like in the way and he gets bit. I don't know. I think that was unintentional. I don't think he meant to get bit.
Yeah, no, I was like thinking like I couldn't understand like why he couldn't out-muscle him to, like, just throw him off the train. So like, I felt like he fed, I thought he purposely like fed his hand to him so he can like steer him away so he could push him away. That's what I got from it. But
cause did he still have those things on his wrists, or did he take them off for some reason? And I didn't notice.
Oh yeah, that's true. He tapes up his wrist to get.
Yeah, because he just went through like hordes and hordes of these fucking things, and then he can't.
Yeah.
Defeat like our one antagonist.
No, yeah, it was really weird. Yeah, no, that's probably the one thing I kind of had issue with. Thinking off the top of my head, yeah, that was probably the one thing for sure. That,
and I would say for me the issue is just how it was executed, mm-hmm. but. The overall effect of him jumping off the back of the train, I really liked. It was like mm-hmm. really sad, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice K-drama moment there at the end.
Yeah.
Really.
And
cool.
That's what I was going to get at too. Like, that's how you do it. You don't.
Yep.
Like, whatever the fuck happened at the end of Peninsula. Because again, the more I think about it, I was like, why didn't they just throw a fucking baby in there, right? Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in this one, like, they have a pregnant lady, and she holds her fucking own, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I don't know.
The Train to Busan, if we're looking at both movies, Train to Busan was, I thought, just more well-executed and more, like, thought out and how, you know, things would work. You know, I was never, like...
Yeah. I mean, I'll say it was just far superior.
Yeah, but it's made by the same filmmaker, which is so strange.
Yeah, which I thought was crazy, yeah.
Right? Like...
I don't know if it's like, what do you think it's like a pressure thing or
maybe they just, know. They wanted, they probably were like, make us something. You got to like one of the biggest hits in Korea, like make something else, make the next one.
Yeah. And I don't think this was the move to expand the universe.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't, should probably talk to Zack Snyder to see.
Yeah. I don't think it's Zack Snyder. I mean, hope not. Right. But they are trying to make an American version of Train to Busan,
which I kind of understand why they would want to, though. I don't think I have no confidence. They'll, you know, even
every time they try.
Yeah. They're not going to get on that level. So I don't know. Maybe there's a,
yeah, no,
yeah. No, go, yeah. I mean, I remember them reading that they were going to do it, and I was like, who's involved with that? Actually, let me see if I can look it up.
Seth Rogen, Robert Kirkpatrick. No, I was
I was like, really? Those are pretty good people. No, I don't know if it's still in development or like what's its status currently.
I'm going to assume it's one of those movies that took a hit because of COVID.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Also, I think what really makes this movie work was it was very well acted.
Mm-hmm.
And again, comparing it to Peninsula, it was like much more well acted.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like James Wan has a little bit to do with it. So there's a little hope there.
Oh.
The guy that did all the Conjuring movies.
I mean, if he's
movies.
Just producing it, I don't have... Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, just the Conjuring movies? We're just going to gloss over Fast and the Furious? Nah, I'm just kidding.
I think he did. I think he was okay. I'm getting with this, but yeah, no. I mean, I can see why they would want to remake this. Definitely has that story they can mine out of, so they can completely lose all the interesting things about this movie, and then, you know, where would they set it? In a car? The 101?
Yeah, I know, right? Because it can't be a train. Because I mean, at this point, the train thing has almost been overdone in such a short amount of time for so many movies.
Unstoppable.
And then Snowpiercer is still Snowpiercer is a TV show now, right?
Yeah, yeah, no.
What the Orient Express also?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that long ago?
Harry Potter. There's a train in that too.
Oh, that's true. They're not trying to hear about Thomas the Engine. It's too many trains.
Too many train movies. I'm really happy I got to see this. Really liked it. Fun movie. I don't know if there's a franchise here after seeing Peninsula.
I don't think this was like a perfect standalone film, I thought. But
yeah, yeah. Do you have any last thoughts?
No, I'm just glad I was allowed to make this choice. Because, like, after Peninsula, I was like, oh, man, I feel like Rolando needs to watch the first one. Because I remember it being a lot better than this.
Yeah, so we mutually decided to, like, watch Peninsula, Train to Busan presents Peninsula. We decided to watch that movie first because I had read, you had read that, like, oh, it's not really a sequel. It's more of just like a standalone movie. And the first one was like huge hit. Everyone has been talking about it. I've never seen it. So I was like, okay, cool. We'll start there. It won't matter. And after, right, and yeah. It kind of mattered, surprisingly.
It kind of matters a lot. Yeah. But to be fair, if we had seen Train to Busan first and then we watched Peninsula, I think we would be just kind of shitting all over Peninsula.
Oh yeah, that's true. But that's any franchise, right? Like,
yeah,
any sequel, any kind of sequel or second in a series is always going to be lesser than, you know, they're just trying to do the things that worked in the first movie, but bigger, more explosive. So,
explain Terminator 2 to me then.
Well, we're not talking about James Cameron, all right? He's the exception, and not the rule.
And aliens.
He's the exception. He is the exception, not the rule. So,
I will say, the sequel is usually worse than the first one, but then you got to hold out hope that the third one might be kind of cool.
Yeah, and that maybe you can go
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, Tokyo Drift was good. Justice for Han. Yeah, I'm just gonna say it.
Justice for Han. Han's back.
Can't wait. I've been waiting like over a year or how many years has it been for Han? At least a good 5 years. I've been waiting for Justice for him. So
that's true. Yeah, because. Yeah, he hasn't been in one of the movies. Oh no, he's only missed out on the last one, I think, right?
The last couple of them, he died in.
God, I need to go back to figuring out the timeline of this.
I think he died in 6 because 5 is when they're in Brazil.
No, he does die in
the Brazil,
the third one. Remember, he dies in Tokyo Drift.
Oh yeah,
so they
go
back in time.
They go back in time. Yeah,
yeah.
He dies in Tokyo Drift, but he is alive now in the last one. He was in the last one because he's alive.
I think it was, or I want to say the last one. Yeah, this is Train to Busan. No, I want to say the last one, the last two, they finally go to current time.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, so I want to say the last two are current time.
So then, like, we're finally caught up to Tokyo Drift.
What, Letty's back, right?
Yeah.
Two movies ago.
Yeah.
Or something.
Man.
It doesn't matter. You don't watch these movies
it's all about family. Yeah. That's why we watch these.
It's all about family.
Yeah.
And Corona. Or, I mean, what did he switch to?
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't drink Corona anymore. Or I don't know what it is.
Whoever pays him, he's fine. Yeah, I'll find out. Drink it.
Yeah.
Cool. How many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Rolando and Johnny, show us your sexy spooky bones.
No, wait, don't do that. Just rate the movie. I think I will give Train to Busan 8 sexy spooky bones.
Yep, I gotta agree. I think it was definitely an 8. I'm going to give it also 8 sexy spooky bones. Cool.
That's a lot of bones.
All right. Thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky.